I welcome all of you to English Dhamma discussion. We were discussing Parayana Vagga, which is one of the very important section in Sutta Nipata, and there it includes many suttas. It's a collection of suttas actually going on as a discussion between one ascetic, one Brahmin, and then with the Buddha. Now, the story is also very beautiful. There is one Brahmin teacher called Bhavari, and he is a really talented person, pretty old, 120 years old, and he has many students. But unfortunately, he came across with another Brahmin who was a kind of a cunning person, and he asked some money. So this Brahmin Bhavari was helpless at that moment. He didn't have money. So he said that I don't have, but this fellow didn't realize it. He didn't accept it, and he made a curse. So then Bhavari was quite disturbed by this curse, and he was thinking what to do. At that moment, there is one deity. So he came across and instructed Buddha, don't worry, this fellow don't know about the head. This fellow don't know about how to split the head. And there is a person, I mean, this one, even though he did the curse, he's really a cunning person. Don't worry about him. You better find out the real Arhant who will explain you what is the way of, what is the head, the real head, and how to split the head. You better discuss with the Buddha. And then Bhavari asked, where is the Buddha? And then actually this deity explained where the Buddha is. And then Bhavari himself can't approach the Buddha because he is pretty old. Now he requested his talented 16 students to meet the Buddha. So at that moment, actually, they were asking how to recognize the Buddha. So then this Bhavari explains, okay, in our Veda books, there are explanations given about the features of the Buddha. Okay, these are the marks of the Buddha's body. So you better go and verify whether these marks are available in this so-called Buddha. If he is the real Buddha, all these 32 marks should be in the body. So you need to recognize all that. So that means that in the Veda Granthas, in that old Brahmin books, so the about the Buddha in the sense that who is the Buddha, what are his characteristics, what are his marks, signs in his body. So those were mentioned. And so Bhavari was known to that, and so he is instructing his students to, okay, you go and meet the Buddha, you see whether those marks are available in the Buddha's body, and if you recognize, okay, all the 32 marks are there, we can see them clearly, then you can, undoubtedly, you can say, okay, he is the Buddha. And even further to verify, you can now ask the questions through the mind. Now, if he is the real Buddha, he is capable of reading your mind. So he will read your mind and then answer the question using words. So this is how this whole thing came out. And now this each and every Brahmin, he is asking questions using their minds. Buddha reads their minds and answers the question through the words. So that's how this all came out. And we went through a couple of them already. And now we have come to the 12th sutta, as far as I can remember. Am I correct, Venerable Dhamma Vijita? So we were in the 12th sutta. It is called Bhadravuddha Sutta. Bhadravuddha Sutta. So yeah, I'm recalling what we discussed last time. Okanjahang tanhachidang anejang, nanding jahang oghatinang vimuttang, kappanjahang abhiyache sumedang, Sutvana Nagasa Apanimissanti Ito. So here actually, before asking the question, this Venerable Bhadravuddha, when this Brahmin Bhadravuddha, he has a real faith in the Buddha. He has seen his very good features. So he is giving a kind of an appreciation here. Okan Jahang. So you have abandoned the home. Tanhachidang. And you have completely cut off the craving. Anejang. So now you are completely free from craving. Nanding jahang. You don't have any delight, attachment related craving related delight is not there in you. Ogatinnang, and you have crossed the flood. Vimuttang, completely liberated. Kappanjahang, all different sorts of proliferations, thinking, overthinking, you have abandoned. Kappanjahang. Abhiyache sumedang, now I am inviting you, the great wise person. Sutvana nagasya apanimissanti ito. So by hearing your words, I may be able to realize the Dhamma. So this is how he is approaching the question. So this is also interesting, last time Bandhi Dhammaji also highlighted. So when we approach the teacher, so how much kind of respect we have, how much kind of humility we have to have. So we are putting ourselves in a little lower situation when we understand, okay, he is a wise person, he is the teacher, he is with these marks, and he is an intelligent guy. So by hearing his words, okay, I am going to tame myself, I am going to change myself. So like that kind of a mentality, kind of a attitude. So that is what represented in this first verse. So how respectful he is, isn't it? How faithful he is. So that kind of a mentality is sometimes very helpful, because sometimes otherwise we approach the teacher and we want to sort of doubt, we have a kind of doubt about him. Instead of faith, we may have a doubt about him. We want to verify him. We are doubtful about his teaching. But here in the opposite, that he has no doubt. He knows that he is an accomplished teacher. He's an accomplished person. He's the Buddha. He's fully enlightened. So he has, probably now we actually, he's in this crowd now. We are in the 12th Sutta. So in this Bhadrauda has gone through all the questions, no? Isn't it? There were previously many other, his fellows, his colleagues have asked so many questions. So this one has slowly built up that faith by hearing all those answers given by the Buddha. This is not the first question. So therefore he seems also have developed a fair amount of faith, kind of an appreciation, and he understood the intellect of the Buddha depending on his given answers. So all that is now fairly accumulated. Now he is putting himself into the picture. And he is asking the question. Nana jana janapadehi sangata tava vira vakyang abhikankamana tesang tuang sadhu vyakarohi tatahite vidito esa dhammo. Can you repeat the both translations, Venerable Dhamma Vijita? The Bhadrauda Sutta, the first verse and the second verse translations?
Yes, Bhante. So the first verse, I entreat the home leaver, said the Venerable Bhadravuddha, the cutter off of craving, one without impulse, who has abandoned delight, crossed the flood, won liberation, abandoned mental constructs, one extremely wise. Having heard this from the Naga, they will depart from here.
Okay, the second one?
Yes. Various peoples from various countries have gathered desiring your word, O hero. Explain matters well to them, for this Dhamma has been understood by you.
Yeah, can you repeat the single translation, Venerable Dhamma Alankara?
Avasarai Swamiji. Varahang etule Aishmat Bhadraud mise vicharai. Panchakama gunalaya durelu, Shadvida trushnakaya sindelu, Atalo dahamhi nosalena, අනාගත රූපාදී ප්‍රාර්ථනා සංඛ්‍යාත නන්දිය හැරපියු චතුරෝග තරණය කළ කෙලෙසුන් කෙරෙන් මිදුණු තෘෂ්ණා දෘෂ්ටි කල්පයන් දුරැලු ශෝභන ප්‍රඥා ඇති තථාගතයන් වෙසෙසින් අයදිමි නාගයන් වහන්සේගේ ධර්මය අසා මේ පහන සෑයෙන් බොහෝ ජනයෝ නික්ම යති. වීරයන් වහන්ස මුඹ වහන්සේගේ වදන් කැමති වූ නොයෙක් ජනයෝ අංගාදී ජනපදයෙන් රැස් වූහිය. උනට මුඹ වහන්සේ දහම් දෙසුව මැනවැයි යදිම්. යම් හේකින් මුඹ වහන්සේ විසින් තෙල ලෝකෝත්තර ධර්මය දන්නා ලදද එහෙයිනි.
Yeah. So basically he is further inviting. So it's still he's explaining in a way kind of his question. So based on the explanation, we can see the kind of points out that he is pointing out about the Buddha's understanding. So one thing is that you have abandoned the delight. There is no craving in you. You have cut off the craving. And you have left the home. Basically, you have become homeless. That doesn't merely mean that this physical home, but you are, your consciousness does not make houses, does not make any, the places to stagnate, places to establish. The mind has completely liberated, completely freed. And there are many people coming from various directions, various cities, villages to meet you. And they are expecting your explanation, your advices. And so please explain me the Dhamma. So he basically doesn't particularly ask a question, but he's simply opening the stage. Okay, Buddha, please teach me Dhamma. Now, Buddha is explaining Venerable Bhadravuda, Adana Tanhang Vinayeta Sabhang Uddhang Adho Tiriyan Chapi Majje Yang Yang Hi Lokasming Upadiyanti Teneva Maro Anveti Jantung Adana Tanhang Vinayeta Sabhang Uddhang Adho Tiriyan Chapi Majje Yang Yang Hi Lokasming Upadiyanti Teneva Maro Anveti Jantung. So we'll listen to the translations.
Is this just the next verse?
Yeah.
Okay, yes, Bhante. One should remove all acquisitive craving, Bhadra Buddha, said the Blessed One, above, below, and across, in the middle. Whatever they cling to in the world, by this itself Mara pursues a person.
වරහන් ඇතුලේ භාග්‍යවතුන් වහන්සේ මෙසේ වදාළහ භද්‍රා උදේනි අතීතානාගත වර්තමානෙහි ඌ හැම ආධාන තෘෂ්ණාව දුරු කරව යම් හේයකින් ලෝකයෙහි අතීත රූපාදී යම් යම් වස්තුවක් දැඩි කොට ගනිද්ද එහෙයින්ම ස්කන්ධ මහරතෙම සත්වයා
නොදන්නේය
සත්වයා නොදන්නේය
Anveti Jantung. So, Anu Iti Anveti, what has followed? Luhubandino, okay, approaches. So, basically, means that Adana Tanhang Vinayata Sabhang. So, you are attached and then grasping, you are attached and holding. That you need to abandon. Adana Tanhang Vinayata Sabhang. All different kinds of attachments, all different kinds of graspings. All different kinds of approaching and holdings, all that you need to abandon. Uddhang adho tiriyanchapi majje. Wherever, either in the up or down or across or in the middle, if there is anything that in this whole world that you are clinging, yang yang hilo kasming upadiyanti, teneva maro anveti jantum, that particular person being followed by the mara. Simple as that. That means wherever you are, whatever you are attached to in this world, even a small thing, you're being followed by the Mara. So if your mind is attached to anything, then you are being followed, you are being seen. Mara has seen you, basically. So it's very, very interesting way that Buddha giving the instruction. So on the other hand, he is asking to keep the mind without grasping, without any holding, without any upadana. Without any clinging. But he's giving it a very, aesthetic way, in a more literal way. Okay, wherever if you are either in the top, either in the bottom, either in the middle, either across, if your mind is attached to anything in the world, then Mara has seen you, Mara has spotted you. You are being bound, you are being checked. So then the next verse, so we'll have a discussion after completing the next one also. Tasma pajanang na upadiyetha bhikkhu sato kinchanang sabbaloke adana satte iti pekkhamano pajang imang machu dheye visattanti tasma pajanang na upadiyetha bhikkhu sato kinchanang sabbaloke adana satte iti pekkhamano pajang imang machu dheye visattanti. So we'll listen to the translations.
Therefore, understanding this, a mindful bhikkhu should not cling to anything in the entire world. Observing, They are stuck on taking up. He knows this population is attracted to the realm of death. I'm sorry, this population is attached to the realm of death.
Realm of death.
Yes.
Yep.
එහෙයින් ස්මෘතිමත් වූ සර්ව සංස්කාරයන් අනිත්‍ය ආදී වශයෙන් දන්නා වූ මහණතෙම මේ ප්‍රජාව මෘත්‍යු දේයෙහි ඇලිනැයි දක්මින් වරහන් ඇතුලේ රූපාදී ආදානෙහි ඇලුණු සියලු ලොව වරහන් ඇතුලේ රූපාදී කිසිවක් ගන්නේ
නොගන්නේ
කිසි සෝස නෝ
නෝ කැල කැල මුල තියනවාද
ලෙටර් නෝ ඉස් අවේලබල් ඉන් දිස් ප්‍රින්ටින්ග්ස් ඇයි ඩෝන්ට් නෝ
නොට් අවේලබල්
නෝ යා
අහහ ඇයි ඩෝන්ට් නෝ සෝ බේසිකලි නව් ද ෆර්දර් එක්ස්ප්ලේන්ස් සෝ තස්මා පජානං නෝ උපාදීයේත සෝ බයි නොවින් දිස් සෝ ඩෝන්ට් ඇටච් ටු එනිතිං සෝ දැට් පර්ටිකියුලර් මංක් දැට් පර්ටිකියුලර් ප්‍රැක්ටිෂනර් බිකු සතෝ හීස් එවර් මයින්ඩ්ෆුල් ඇන්ඩ් ආදාන සත්තේ ඉති පෙක්කමානෝ Pajang imam machu dehiye visattanti. So he has seen this whole world is stuck in this attachment. The whole world is stuck in this clinging. So as a result of that, what he decides, okay, na upadiyet. So he is not going to cling. He is protecting himself. He is ever mindful. He is not taking anything to grasp. So basically keeping the mind without grasping. So that is the kind of the advice in short. So here this particular sutta is talking. So with respect to this kind of teaching, actually Buddha has given some more detailed explanation at certain other places. Now say for example, there is one sutta called Dvaitanupassana Sutta, in the Sutta Nipata. So there Buddha highlights how the whole suffering arises because of clinging, upadana. Take that right. Yam kinchi dukkhang sambhoti sabbang upadana pachyati. Whatever suffering happens, it happens because of grasping. It happens because of clinging. Ayang ekanupasana. So this is a one reflection. Upadanantveva asesa viraga nirodha natti dukkhasa sambhoti. Ayang dutiyanupasana. The second reflection is, so he understand that. So what he does is that he is abandoning all the different kinds of clinging. He does not allow mind to get attached to anything. Does not allow the mind to get clinging to anything, clung to anything. Upadanam pachya bhau bhuto dukkhan nigacchati. Jatasya maranam hoti eso dukkhasya sambhau. Upadanam pachya bhau. So whenever your mind grasps, there you create a world. There you create an existence. There you create a kind of an incident. There you create a kind of your own world. You are born to it. And jatasa maranang hoti. So once you are born there, you will die there also. Once you are born to that particular mind-made world, okay, you are being there, you will be there for a while, and then ultimately you die there. That will come to a change. That will come to a cessation. So you die there. Tasma upadana kaya. తస్మా ఉపాదాన ఖయ సమ్మదన్యాయ పండిత జాతి ఖయం అభిన్యాయ నాగచ్చంతి పునర్భవంతి సో బై నోవింగ్ దిస్ యు ఆర్ నాట్ అలవింగ్ ద మైండ్ టు క్లాంగ్ టు ఎనిథింగ్ బోర్న్ టు ఎనిథింగ్ సో యు కీప్ ద మైండ్ అన్అటాచ్డ్ వితౌట్ క్లింగింగ్ వితౌట్ బీయింగ్ డ్రివెన్ బై ఇన్సిడెంట్స్ నౌ సే ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ అస్యూమ్ దట్ యు హ్యావ్ అ వన్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ అన్ ఈవెంట్ ఇన్ ద ఫ్యూచర్ సో యు హ్యావ్ టు అటెండ్ అ పార్టీ. Okay, if you are who to attend a party, now you are imagining about it, right? You are here, by the way. Now you start thinking about it. You are not mindful here. Rather, you start thinking about that event. Oh, I am going to meet him. I am going to meet her. I am going to enjoy like this. I am going to drink like this. I am going to dance like this. So like that, you can create that whole world. You are very much like pre-living that incident, isn't it? So mentally, artificially, you are living in that incident. So that is how we are creating that world. So now we have lost the present moment. Present moment is no more with us. We are in an entirely different world. So we have born to a new state. Mentally. And we lived there, we might even close our eyes. Now we are imagining in that completely mind-made world. We have born to that mind-made world. And we are living there in the mind. And after a while, probably someone come and knock you. Oh, what happened? So you came out of the world. So like that. So each and every time, so our mind is very, you know, tactfully promoting to grasp something. Promoting to tempt us to grasp something. So we are thinking something, what to do in the future. There's a next series of events lined up that we have to achieve in the future. So we may cling to this thing, cling to this thing, cling to this thing. Many events are lined up. There are various past events also available. We can remember them. Probably sometimes we grasp those past events. Probably right now I can see something beautiful. Go and grasp right now also. In the present moment also I can grasp. So likewise, every time our minds tactfully take us to this grasping. So if we are, once we are born, once we are grasped, then we are born to that. We are living in that mentally, completely, you know, kind of lost in that situation. We lost the mindfulness also. We are completely bewildered in that state. So the idea is, so you got to be mindful. That's why the term sato. So you got to be really mindful. Without mindfulness, you can't protect yourself. So if you are being mindful, then you can at least notice how this tendency happens in the mind. How this mind being try to go and grasp something. At least you can pick it. You can at least notice it and you can try to prevent it. So that you are still keeping the mind unbound. Keeping the mind unattached. Without any kind of holding or grasping. Keeping it completely, you know, relaxed. Without any grasping, without being tangled. Calm, relaxed, tranquil. So if we can maintain that kind of a tranquil, relaxed, peaceful, unbound, unattached, non-grasped kind of mind, then you are in good shape. Any comments?
Excuse me, Bhante. Yeah. Yes, so I guess... we have to get a taste of what it's like to have that ungrasping mind, and we like that, and we enjoy.
You can even imagine that, and even take that as another event.
Yes, I'm going to that retreat, and I'm going to have an ungrasping mind. That'll be so wonderful.
Mm.
So we need to
first taste the freedom, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's the whole theme of the Satipatthana. So whatever the Satipatthana you develop, it should be capable of taking you to this non-grasping state. Either you practice Anapanasati, you should reach non-grasping state. Either you practice the postures, it should reach non-grasping state. Either you practice Asubha meditation, it should reach non-grasping. If you practice elements meditation, Dhatu Manasikara, it should take you to non-grasping state. If you are practicing, say, 9 kinds of, you know, channel ground meditation, again, it should take you to non-grasping. If you are practicing Vedananupassana, mindfulness on feeling, it should take you to non-grasping. If you are practicing Chittanupassana, it should take you to non-grasping. If you are practicing either 5 different kinds of Dhammanupassana, all of them have to take you to non-grasping. So that is the, you know, the crux of the Satipatthana. Anissitocha vihirati rachakinchi loki upadhiti. Your mind should recognize a state where the mind is unattached, where the mind is not grasped, where the mind has no associations at all. Basically, completely free from all different kinds of aggregates. At the beginning, that's a difficult task, because as a beginner, you don't have much experience about the feelings aggregate, perceptions, formations, and the consciousness. Probably your mind may be able to abandon the, you know, the form aggregate. So you are practicing Anapanasati. The breath may be slowly, slowly calming down, becoming a subtle, and ultimately it will disappear. And there is a beautiful, blissful feeling. So you are enjoying that feeling. So what has happened? So you have abandoned the form aggregate, but being caught up in the feeling aggregate. So that's the problem. So that's why, so even though we are talking here, practically what happened is, as a beginner, you are working out in the form aggregate. You are practicing Rupa Kammatthana, the kaya anupassana. So it's actually very effective. So ultimately, slowly, that rupa kamatthana will fade away. The breath may fade away. So your mind may stop grasping it. There is nothing to grasp. The breath has disappeared. But immediately there may be signs available. You may recognize beautiful pictures, beautiful images. You know, there are devas coming and, you know, there's a pagoda, beautiful Buddha image. There are some pagoda. There may be a dead body in front of you. Various things are there. So you abandon the form aggregate, but you capture here. So you are giving some prominence to what you see. Your eyes are closed, but you see various images. You're being caught up in the perception aggregate. Or you may even doubtful about what's now going on, what next I have to do. So you are caught up in the formations aggregate, thinking. You are able to abandon the form aggregate, but you're being caught up in the formations aggregate. Or else, as I just explained, you may get a kind of a blissful experience after the calming down of the breath. You feel like floating, you feel like blissed out, and it's a really beautiful experience, and you are being, you know, delighting about that beautiful, pleasant experience. So even though you are able to abandon the form aggregate, you are being caught up in the feelings aggregate. So you have to have a fair experience in order to abandon the form aggregate, abandon the feelings aggregate, perceptions aggregate, formations aggregate, consciousness aggregate. Then only you can say, okay, I'm completely free from any of the aggregates, not grasping to any of the aggregates. So that's the difficult task. That's why it will take time. Yeah.
So is it still the meditation is progressing?
Yes, progressing. But the thing is, we have to be quite mindful how it is progressing now. Now it is very beautifully explained in the Anapanasati Sutta. Say, once your form aggregate slowly calms down, Passambhayam kaya sankharam asasissamiti sikkati. Okay, the breath calmed down. Breath has completely disappeared. Now you are into the second anupassana, Vedana anupassana. Piti pati sangvedi, sukha pati sangvedi. Now you are knowingly, you start looking, watching it. You are not being caught up, but you understand, okay, now there's a really blissful feeling. Okay, now let me step back and watch that feeling. Okay, there is a pleasant feeling. Okay, let me step back and watch that pleasant feeling. There are goosebumps. There are, you know, waves like some experience, very pleasant experience. Okay, let me step back and watch that pleasure. So you are not being caught up. You are not greedy of it, but rather you are capable of watching it objectively. So that is where we are working on the Vedana Anupassana. Almost like we have worked out the Kaya Anupassana, that the form aggregate has kept aside. But now I am still working on the Vedana Anupassana. So the result of Vedana Anupassana is that all feelings calm down. Feelings also fade away. Passambhayam chitta sankharam asasi samiti sikkati. So that is the end result of the Vedana Anupassana. Okay, all the feelings are relaxed, released. Now my mind is not interested about the feelings. Feelings have become quite released, calmed, relaxed. Now they are quite peaceful. There are no, you know, ripples in the feelings aggregate. So you are in a relaxed state. Now Buddha say, okay, now you need to watch the mind. Chitta pati sangvedi asasi samiti sikkati. So you are aware of the mind. What are the things going on in the mind? Are there any thoughts? Are there any, you know, ideas? So they are actually, you are somewhat, it is not that you are trying to suppress the thoughts, but allow the mind to relax, calm. And if there are if mind want to think, you can still think, still allow it to think, but you are watching them. You are not being driven by the thoughts. The thoughts are known by thoughts. They are merely thoughts. They are not him, they are not he, they are not this particular incident, but they are representing a thought. It's merely a thought. So if you are watching them objectively, then thoughts also may not last for a long time in the mind. Slowly, thoughts are also abandoned. So mind becomes fairly cleansed. Mind becomes fairly clear, clean. Even no thoughts now. Now you are coming to a fairly purified state. So that's where Buddha now mentioned at the end of the Chittanupassana, okay, vimocheyan chittang asasissamiti sikkati. Now you are as much as possible cleaning the mind as much as possible. You are abandoning everything. So now allowing the mind to be freed. Free from kaya, free from the body, free from the feelings, free from the mind either. Various thoughts, formations, everything. So ultimately nothing is there. That's why it's a kind of a gradual purification. It's a kind of a gradual abandonment, gradual non-grasping process. First you are able to avoid any kind of grasping to the body, next to the feelings, and next to the mind, the feelings, perceptions, all that. Then we can safely say, okay, fairly no clinging, fairly no associations. Shall we move to the next part then? Because there are time. Kumara, do you have any question from your side?
Sri Bante, no. Yes. From this side also, no, nothing.
Okay. Then actually we can get on to the next sutta, because this is just a very short sutta, Bhadravada Sutta. And the point highlighted is that the person, the practitioner, has to maintain a life ever mindful and not clinging to anything in the whole world. So that is how you have to continue your practice. And now we are coming to the next sutta, the 13th sutta. It is called Udaya Sutta. Now I will recite the Pali verse. Jhāyīṃ virājamāsīnaṃ katakicchaṃ anāsavaṃ pāragum sabba dhammānaṃ atti panhena āgamaṃ anyā vimokkhaṃ pabruhi avijjāya pabhedanaṃ. So he is asking a maximum question. Jhāyīṃ virājamāsīnaṃ katakicchaṃ anāsavaṃ pāragum sabba dhammānaṃ atti panhena āgamaṃ anyā vimokkhaṃ pabruhi avijjāya pabedhana. So we listen to the translation.
I have come in need with a question, said Venerable Udaya, to the seated meditator dust free, who has completed the task without influxes, who has gone beyond all phenomena. Speak of emancipation by final knowledge, the breaking up of ignorance.
Yeah, the single translation going like this. ఉదయ మానవక మిసే అసీయ ధ్యాన కర్ణసులు విగత రజస్ అతివే వెడహున్ శివమగిన్ కల సొలోస్ కిస అతి అనాశ్రవ వు సర్వధర్మయాన్గే పరతర పత్వు భాగవతున్ వహన్సే వెత ప్రశ్నార్థీవ ఆయమి అవిద్యావ బిదునావు అన్యా విమొక్క సంఖ్యాత నిర్వాణే వదాల మెనవి. హీస్ డైరెక్ట్లీ ఆస్కింగ్ అబౌట్ ద అర్హంతుడ్. not less, just the last thing. Jahaim virajamasina kata kichang anasan. So you have done the meditation, you have done the jhana, and so you are now, you know, is the great teacher. Kata kichang, you have done the task and you have come completely abandoned the asavas, the influxes. Paragung, you have crossed the flood, you have come to the other side. Sabbadhan Paragun sabba dhammanam, and you have the knowledge about everything. Atti panyena agaman, so I am come to you because I have a question. Anya vimokkam pabruhi. Anya vimokka means about the liberation, complete liberation. Anya phala means arahatta phala. Anya phala. The term anya phala refers to arahatta phala. So anya vimokkam means that complete liberation, that state. Anya phala, anya vimokkham pabruhi, avijja pabhedana. So, please teach me that liberation, the complete liberation, which is capable of abandoning all the ignorance, avijjaya pabhedana, that will completely destroy the ignorance. Now, okay, let's see the Buddha's answer. Pahanam kama chandanam, domanassanam chubhayam, thinasacha panudanam, కుక్కుచ్చానం నివారణ ఉపేక్ఖా సతిపా సంశుద్ధం ధమ్మ తక్క పురే జవం అన్యా విముఖం పబ్రూమి అవిజ్జాయ పభేదనం. నౌ ఐ హ్యావ్ రెడ్ టూ వర్సెస్ యాక్చువల్లీ. పహాణం కామ చందానం దోమనస్సానం చూభయం తీనస్స చ పనూదనం కుక్కుచ్చానం నివారణం ఉపేక్ఖా సతి సంశుద్ధం ధమ్మ తక్క పురే జవం అన్యా విముఖం పబ్రూమి అవిజ్జాయ పభేదన. సో వీల్ లిసన్ టు ద translations of two verses.
The abandoning of both, Udaya, said the Blessed One, sensual desires and dejection, the dispelling of mental dullness, the warding off of regrets. And the next verse, purified by equanimity and mindfulness, preceded by thought on the Dhamma, I call this emancipation by final knowledge, the breaking up of ignorance.
So I'll read the Sinhala translation. Bhagavatam vahanse mese vadala seka. Udaya manaveni. Kamachandyangeda, dumnasungeda. Yana didenage prahaneda. Tina midyage duralimada. Kau krutteyage velahimada eti. Chatutta dhyanopeksha smrutiyana deking sanshuddhi eti. Dharma tarka sankhyata samyak sankalpe pertukota eti. Arhatpala vimokshaya. Avidyavage bindumai kiyami. Pahanam kama chandanam. So basically, one needs to abandon the sensual desire. Kama chandanam pahanam. Domanassanam chubhayam. So even the domanassa and the fear. Domanassa means the kind of a despair, the unsatisfaction, unsatisfactoriness, maybe little mental ill will. All that has to be gone. Tinassacha panudanam. So that means sloth and torpor have to be gone. Kukkuchanan nivaranam. So the uddacha kukkucha, that also has to be gone. So basically the five hindrances have to be abandoned. Then upekka sati sansuddham dhamma takka purejavam. So the mind has to be strengthened with the mindfulness. Then upekka, the equanimity. Dhamma takka purejavam. And it has to have proper... We can include, now actually in the translation it is included the Dhamma Takka, means the Samma Sankappa, the proper understanding, proper Samma Ditti and Samma Sankappa, we can take both together. So the wisdom has to be very much like it is the one showing the path. Samma Ditti and Samma Sankappa, that is the part taking the, showing the path, okay, it is the in the front. Dhamma Takka Pure Javang. Anya vimokkham pabhrumi avijjaya pabhedanam. So one may have to achieve the complete liberation, complete opening, the complete freedom, which once it is there, it will abandon the ignorance. Can you read the translation, please, again?
Yes, Bhante. Both verses?
Yes.
Okay. The abandoning of both, Udaya, said the Blessed One, sensual desires and dejection, the dispelling of mental dullness, the warding off of regrets. Purified by equanimity and mindfulness, preceded by thought on the Dhamma, I call this emancipation by final knowledge, the breaking up of ignorance.
Yeah, breaking up of ignorance. So basically, we can say now, there's an interesting sutta called Mahachattalisaka Sutta. So there Buddha explained the Samma Ditti, Samma Sankappa, all that are very much like all that has the Samma Ditti as the front. So it is the one guiding us. Okay, this is what we need to do. Okay, this is what we need to do. So for example, you get a thought about the sensual desire. So the samadhitti, the mindfulness is there to show you, okay, now the sensual desires are arisen. And you have to have an effort, okay, to abandon it. So in order to abandon it, you need to know, okay, what is a sensual desire? And a method to overcome sensual desire? And what is the abandonment of sensual desire? So all that as a kind of a knowledge. That is where the samadhitti helping you to understand what is Michcha Sankappa and Samma Sankappa. Say, what are the Michcha Sankappa? Kama Vitakka, Vyapada Vitakka, Vihinsa Vitakka, in short. Okay, the thoughts related to the sensuality, thoughts related to the ill will, harming others, hurting others. So all are, you know, that the wrong kind of thoughts. The proper thoughts, the Nekkama Sankappa, Avyapada Sankappa, Avihinsa Sankappa. You have familiar with these things, right? So that you know exactly, okay, these are the proper thoughts. Okay, these are non-harmful thoughts, harmless thoughts. Helping others, so say, renunciation, abandoning, keeping the mind relaxed, keeping the mind without desires. Okay, these are the, you know, proper way of thinking. Now, so you have to have the knowledge of these two sides at first. Okay, these are the good things, these are the bad things. So that's as a basic knowledge. And whenever a thought arises in your mind, assume it is a sensual desire. Now the mindfulness has to pick it. Mindfulness has to notice it. Mindfulness has to show it. Okay, now there's a sensual desire present. You have to be very alert. You have to be in the present moment. It will indicate to you, oh, now there's a sensual desire. It will give you a warning sign. Now you have to put some effort to abandon the sensual desire and keep it with the, replace that with the proper thought. Or abandon the sensual desire and completely keep the mind without thoughts. Completely purified state, unattached state. So like that, proper view is the in the frontier. Proper view is guiding us. Okay, first you know, okay, these are the proper things, these are the bad things, these are the correct things, these are the incorrect things, wrong things. So that understanding is there. So always Samma Sati, Samma Vayama and Samma Ditti are working as a triple, as a kind of a supporting force for you to continue your path. Very beautifully mentioned in the Mahachattarisaka Sutta in the Majjhima Nikaya. So how in your progress, how Samma Ditti, Samma Vayama, Samma Sati are always helping with the other path factors. Very beautiful to say, you are always present, you have to be fully aware, you have to be vigilant. Mindfulness has to show you, okay, there is some kind of a problem right now. Okay, you have to put forth effort. Now you know exactly what you need to do, what is the correct thing, what is the wrong thing. That understanding is there, coming from Samma Ditti. Like that. Now say for example that you are going to talk to someone. So there the words are coming, okay, you are a bit angry. Certain words are coming to your mind, okay, I need to blame him. Okay, now that thought is there, so you need to quickly notice it. So the mindfulness has to come, should be available, right, to pick it. So mindfulness has to show you, okay, now there's an anger, now there's a thought to blame him, okay, be aware that notice that has come. Now there is an effort there, okay, now you better avoid that. So this is not correct, this is the correct thing. So that is an understanding, okay, this is the correct thing, this is the wrong thing. Now there's a going to happen. Okay, this is an understanding. So that understanding is always guiding us. Okay, this is the Miccha Vacha, this is the Samma Vacha. Say, Musavada, then Parusa Vacha, Sampappalapa, Pisuna Vacha. Okay, these are the bad things. Okay, you need to talk on this way. Okay, you need to always tell the truth. You have to work in a, talk in a way so that the people are being, you know, become peaceful. You have to avoid any kind of divisive speech. So likewise, there's a proper knowledge about these two sides, what is correct and what is wrong. That is the understanding, that is the guidance coming from the Samma Ditti. So likewise, so every time, so when we are working on our path, so the Samma Ditti and Samma Vayama and Samma Sati are working together. Every time to refine our actions, refine our working, refine our way of living. So, yeah, sure, please. Yes, go ahead.
So, thank you, Bhante. That just, your comments just sparked an interest for me that, so when we're meditating, we get thinking and we, like say we've had a incident with somebody before, maybe yesterday, and that conversation is coming up in our mind and we see mm-hmm. how we're feeling anger maybe mm-hmm. about this. So see how meditation could be a support for us developing this Samma Ditti mm-hmm. Because we see how our mind works mm-hmm. and we see how our emotions are getting involved and how we react or, you know. So we gain some certain wisdom of our own mind and the way anger works in it, or arrogance, or whatever. So I'm seeing a connection to meditation with this, but then we come back into the situation and we have a little more mindfulness about it because of meditation.
Definitely.
Because I'm just taking this from my own experience. When I first started meditating, I mm-hmm. started to notice things, you know, years ago that my tendencies were what my tendencies were mentally, and to desiring people to like me, let's say, mm-hmm. where it was a big one. So that was a big insight for me, and it came from meditation. And then what I did with that was I'm not sure if I worked with it really well, but I think it helped me to think of, if I'm this way, then I should watch that. You know, I shouldn't be trying to, you know, get people to like me all the time. And made me see.
So that's an understanding.
See the problem.
You can see that. That is an understanding. That's an insight.
Yes.
So that is the one guiding you. Okay, this is a kind of an interest in you. Okay, I want to behave in a way so that others will appreciate me. Others will put me on the pedestal. They will start praising me. So that's a kind of a view I have. That's a kind of thought I have. So and you understood, okay, this is, by the way, it's a kind of a wrong view or kind of a bad thought or kind of a wrong thought.
And I could see how it caused suffering.
You cause suffering, and again, you sometimes get caught with it.
Yes.
You have to act in a way so that others will be happy.
Yes.
So like that.
I'm
so
sort of caught in this
caught
desire to be
exactly.
like.
So in Pali, it is called anavanyatti patisangyutta vitakka. So there are different kinds of types of thoughts. So we just talk about the kama vitakka, vyapada vitakka, vihinsa vitakka. So those are the more gross kinds of wrong thoughts. But there are some subtle thoughts. In that subtle thoughts, one category is what you have just explained. So I have a kind of a thought, okay, what others are thinking about me? Do they have the correct perception about me? Do they have the correct perspective about me? So I'm worried about whether what have they have a wrong thought about me? Have they misunderstood me? So that's another thought. So now I'm going to correct them, okay? Please don't misunderstand me. I thought like this, okay? Now I'm interested about correcting them.
I have to be clear, I'm still working with this one. I haven't overcome
exactly,
it.
Exactly. So we all are still working.
Yeah, still a thing.
Yeah. So now...
So our being aware of our thinking, excuse me, Bhante, is important in meditation somewhat to see like what the attitude of our thinking is mm-hmm. and, you know, is there anger there or, mm-hmm. you know, some attachment, you know,
yeah.
you know, some, not just thinking, but, you know, is there anger with that thinking mm. or
yes,
is that right?
Definitely. Or, so that's why, I mean, we should be able to understand the particular content of that thought. But the thing is, immediately we may not be able to understand all the, you know, subtle aspects. But what immediately you can usually understand is it an anger thought? Is it a sensual desire related thought? It's an envious thought? Or it is a, you know, loving kindness thought? All are merely thoughts, by the way. So once you understood them, so you can unjudgmentally look at them. So you can simply keep them aside. You can allow them to be, allow them to come, allow them to be, and allow them to go. So I'm not giving any kind of preference to them. Okay, I'm only preferring this type. I'm trying to reject in this one, suppressing this one. No, I'm able to handle anything, but I'm not being driven by any of them now. Because they are all mere visitors. Okay, they are coming for a short period. But I am not offering them tea. I'm not offering them any kind of beverages. Okay, they are simply going. My house is empty.
We're not being run by them. We're not identifying with them. This
exactly.
is me. I'm
exactly.
angry. I'm
exactly.
an angry person. But
exactly.
no, there's an angry thought.
It's just an angry thought. Yeah.
And what's it about? Maybe can we ask, what is this angry thought about? You know, is it about arrogance, my wanting to be liked? Or
whatever. I mean, there may be
they don't like
reasons.
Me. They
yeah.
don't like me or something.
So if we are able to understand all them as merely thoughts, so then we are losing their importance, right? So they haven't make us kind of, we are, our attraction to them, our attention to them, or the importance that we have given to them become less and less. So they are mere visitors, they are mere passengers. They are not important to me, but I know how to maintain the mind in a more relaxed state, more unattached state, undisturbed state. They may, time to time they come, but I am not driven by them now. Okay, they no more can delude me. No, they no more can persuade me to take it to an action. Certain thoughts may be useful thoughts. Okay, now assume that we need to close the session by 10 minutes. Okay, that's, there may be a thought coming. Okay, I probably can watch the clock. Fine. It has a kind of practical value. But other than that, say if I find certain other thoughts, quite useless thoughts, I can simply ignore them. I can understand, okay, the content is useless. I mean, it may be harmful. I can simply ignore them. I'm not bound to react to them.
That's the thing is, yeah. Well, some of our thoughts are actually harmful. Exactly. If we realize, if we take a moment and see, oh, this one is really going against my happiness or my well-being,
exactly.
Then we can say, well, okay, I see this.
I see you.
And
that's
yes, that's like but Mara
my,
coming.
My cafe is closed, by the way.
Yes. I can't offer you tea. I'm sorry. Thank you, Vant.
So that understanding is the one actually that according to the Buddha. So here three factors are working together. Sammaditti, Sammavayama and Sammasati. So if we didn't have mindfulness, I might not notice it even. You know, that I didn't notice it. So it is coming to the mind. It is starting, establishing within the mind and it will start growing. Ultimately, I am being sucked in it. I am being completely divulged in it. Completely, you know, absorbed in it and working as a slave on it. So the mindfulness is essential for me to notice it. And then there is again a kind of a... the other thing is that the knowledge, the insight should be there. Okay, now this is a bad guy. Anger. Okay, he's a bad guy. It might harm me. So am I capable of simply being quiet so that it will be slowly ignored? Do I have that kind of a mindfulness, clear comprehension? Or has it grown to a very high level? When I notice it, it has gone to a very higher level, fairly high intense level, where already the mind has fairly subjected to it. Anger has subjected to the anger to fairly higher level. So what is the technique I have to make use in order to abandon it? So likewise, depending on my, you know, the warning sign, when that warning has come, is it that the very first inception level or whether it has grown to some level, then only I got the warning from the mindfulness. So that is where the mindfulness, if it is very sharp, we will get the warning at the very instantaneously, at the very inception level. But if the mindfulness is not that very high or the strong, then we will get the warning at a somewhat higher level. Then I have to work out, I have to be a bit careful. Okay, this guy is there. Okay, anyway, I know the techniques. So all the techniques are there. I have weapons to work out. Assume that I got the message at very earlier stage, then I am fairly okay. It's an angry thought. Okay, I know how to handle it. I am not worried about it. It has come. I can simply watch it. It has gone. That also I can see. No much disturbance to the mind because you already are a stable mind and already you have an experience of working with them. So this understanding is actually the samadhiti. The effort is continuously there. Okay, I need to work it out. Still he is coming. I am not going to allow it to overwhelm me. So that effort is also there. So samadhiti, sammavayama, sammasati are always working together to safeguard the mind.
This is an important thing. So we just touched on it, but it's like mindfulness is the key. To...
And effort is there. Kind of continuous effort is there to purify the mind. And the guidance is coming from samadhiti. Okay, you know exactly these are the correct thoughts, harmless thoughts, beneficial thoughts. Okay, these are the harmful thoughts. So you have a kind of a proper distinction about them. So what is the method that I am going to use? It depends on your own experience. one may be using to abandon hateful thoughts by metta. That is the technique he knows at the moment. Another may be using maybe patience to look at it and simply being careful of it and not supporting it, and it may go away. Another may be using kind of replacement of thoughts. Like that, many different thought possibilities are there. So what is the technique that you are going to make use of? So it depends on you, depends on your practice. So that is again a kind of experiential knowledge you have. Okay, at this moment, okay, there's an anger thought. Okay, I don't want to worry. I know how to tackle it. Gone. Yeah. So any comments, please? So we both are talking. So upekkha sati sansuddhang dhamma takka pure javang. So here also we can say upekkha sati. So the equanimity is there. So your mind basically has that stability. As you are progressing, you understand, okay, this is the kind of purified state of mind. I am not delighted, you know, I am not elated, and I am not depressed. Okay, this is the kind of equanimity. Upekkha, kind of equanimity. So mind is very clear, not much there. Kind of equanimity is there, clarity is there, complete clarity of the mind is there. It is not conditioned. Now say for example, if I am extremely happy, so the happiness has conditioned the mind. So you are in elated state, you are laughing and, you know, jumping, so you are being overwhelmed by happiness. On the other hand, the sorrow, then you are worried and crying, and then that sorrow has conditioned the mind. So your mind has become conditioned. If the mind is fairly, doesn't have any influence of them, neither angry, neither happy, isn't it? So then you are in a kind of equanimity. Okay, this is your natural state of the mind, kind of original state of the mind. Neither angry, neither happy. You are in the middle, kind of you are in the origin. You are in the kind of equanimous state. So that we need to understand, okay, this is the kind of unconditioned state. If I am having too much happiness, then the happiness has conditioned the mind. If I have anger, again the anger has conditioned the mind. If I have attachment has conditioned the mind. But none of them are there. The clarity is there. Very much like simple water. So if you are adding sugar to water, it has changed the taste. If you are boiling the water, it is also not the natural state. So if you are putting some other solution or whatever chemicals into it, that is also not the original state of water. So what is the original state of water? Just pure water, isn't it? So likewise, so whenever hindrances are there, so the watery state of the mind has changed. So the anger Buddha gave as an example, anger is like boiled water. So your mind has boiled, you know, you are hateful. So the lust is like you have added a color to it. You put some dye, so you put some color to the mind. So the water has become red water, blue water, something like that. So the water has become changed. Still, it has lost its original nature. Say, Srottantopa, very much like certain pus is there. Algae is there, you know, what's that? Srottantopa, it makes the mind kind of sluggish. Has sluggish. So you can't see properly because all the algae and all that possible again in the English. Huh? Murky, maybe. Yeah. So it's there. So it's not workable now. Srottantopa is there. Still not the original nature of the mind, of water. Then the restlessness and regret. It is very much like the turbulent water. Water has become turbulent and muddy. You know, like this, after a rain, so the water is gushing. And with turbulent and again muddy. So that is also not the original, the pure water. And the doubtful mind, he says, is very much like you are keeping the water under a cover in darkness. Again, you can't see your image in the water. So Buddha is giving the simile that you need to watch yourself properly, your face from the water. in order to see it, it has to have some light. It has to be kept on open. Again, the what has to be still, pure, not any turbulent. It is also not having any waves because of it is boiling. It has to be very still, clear, clean water. So that is the purified mind. So pure water. Otherwise, it is conditioned. So very beautiful the way that Buddha explains. And if we are putting them to our mind and see whether is it boiled now, is it colored now, is it has become, you know, somewhat sluggish now, or is it become turbulent now, muddy now, or is it not having any, you know, kind of a light in it, so I can't see properly, awake. So all these interesting qualities, if we are time to time checking in us, reflecting in us, then we can say, okay, I'm in a good shape. Okay, somewhat purified. No turbulence, no muddy, no clouds, and no waves, no any kind of boiled state. In a good shape. Okay, I think we have spent a fair amount of time. There are no more questions. Okay, then we'll wind up the session. I invite Venerable Dhamma Vijita to share the minutes.
May all celestial beings share in the merit produced by today's teaching, and may they protect the Dhamma explanation and offering of the Buddha and his disciples for a very long time. May our relatives and all beings share in the merits of today's teaching, and perhaps the seeds of Buddha's teaching that have been planted in our hearts and minds may grow, producing path fruition and nibbana. I invite you to join in the recitation of the traditional Pali verses and share in the merits.